Yeah,
today we're up to Cafe Mibes, Yibayl. Let's just give a quick chazara of Cafe Mibes. We had a machlokes when the Kehanim gathered together for the pious. Did they wear big day kaidish during the pious? They wear big day chol. Rav Nachman said they wear big day chol because when you say they wear big day kaidish, so people may grab the job even when they're not supposed to. Rav Sheisha said they have to wear big day kaidish. They wear big day chol. They end up doing the job wearing big day chol. The Mishnah that says that when the Kehanim are given over to the chazan, to the shamashim, and they strip them of everything but their machnasayim, so we assume that means that those who are zeich in the pious, they take off the big dekaitish, seemingly.
During the pious, they were just wearing the machnasayim.
No. Before the pious, they're wearing everything. Oh. After the job, so we're assuming those who are zeich in the pious, they strip them of everything besides the machnasayim. So what are you assuming that means? They probably stripped them of the big dekhol, so they shouldn't come to do it.
But we worried that they were going to run and be the yeah.
Correct. Sir Huna says no. He'll say those who are not Zeich of the pious, they took off their big dekaitish. So no right. If you're not going to say that, then you can leave it on the pants. So you're telling me that the big dekhol pants were there and then they dressed on big dekaitish has to go, the big dekaitish has to go first. So you have to say that you could say they're wearing big dekhol by the pious. Then, if there was zeich on the pious, they took off all the big dechol.
Is that thing that has to go first? Is that a ma'akev?
You want a b'diavet?
I'm just curious.
We never discussed a b'diavet.
Never discussed.
Never discussed a b'diavet. I don't believe so. Not so far. I mean, not in the last 24 blah.
No, okay. I mean, I don't know if they discussed it.
I don't think so. I don't remember. So therefore, we say the big dechol, they took off except for the mechasayim. Then they put on the mechasay kaidish, and they put everything else on afterwards. Sheish brings the right, there's a lishkas argazis, and the pious and the mizrach, and there's a zakin sitting, kahanim in a circle, they took off the mitznafs of one of them. Took off the mitznafs, Avi's wearing big day kaidish. House, we have mitznafs. Zakin wearing a raya. Sometimes the mothers would make big day chol for their children, the kehanim. Good.
And
the
fact that we talk about Yibayas Mitznafas, would we come up with that at the end?
I'm sorry? Taisus. Depends who's talking.
Right.
Lashon Torah Lucha, Lashon Chacham Lucha. Second Taisus. What?
What is the Divrei Yochid?
So the Shad is what they did.
What did they do?
Yeah, okay, so that's a Shad. The Sikh Yitzchak learned this real big day chol mamish. As far as what you're allowed to do. So you have to wear that. I don't. Let's wait on that one. Okay. That's the sig is real namahay. Not so far.
Okay.
Another 2 weeks in the way we're going.
We can wait.
Lishkas Hagaz, we said, is half kaidish, half chol. Yeah. You need it to be half chol because otherwise, how does the zakim sit? You need to be half kaidish because you need basically like kim half beragish. There's two doorways, one for the kaidish side, one for the chol side. If not, there's only a door on the kaidish. It's kula kaidish. It's called kulichol. That's where we left off. Sorry?
The kain can't be from Beis David.
The kain is the one that sat there. Zok Nyeshu, she was the kain. So he's not from Beis David. Not if he's the kain. How could kain be from Beis David? It's impossible. Beis David is Yehuda. Kain is Levi.
It's the Malchi Beis David anyway. The Kain was in the Melech.
It was the Melech also. Well, we know one family who kind of tried being kings.
We know what the Ramban said about that.
The Gemara was very
happy. Gemara, the Ramban doesn't talk about it. It's very interesting.
How the Gemara about Basra, Chashmonai?
Okay, but the Ramban doesn't, when he brings the Huchas Chanukah, Rambam doesn't say anything about that they did something wrong. It's very interesting. I'm not saying I can know what he meant
by leaving it out.
But he doesn't give a whole thing like the Rambam, uh-huh, like the Chazal. Need the Ion.
Right here. All right, let's start with the Mishnah again. I think we'll just read the Mishnah again. Hapayis Hasheni. Mishaycha, who shachted. Mizark, who spritzed. Mimdash Mizbech HaPanimi, who cleaned off the Mizbech HaPanimi. Mimdash Mizbech, who cleaned out the Menorah. Mimdash Mizbech HaPanimi, who put the Ivarim on the ramp. We'll see why they went on the ramp. Now, then, this is the way they split the animal, seemingly. Harosh Varegel went to Kain one. It means the Rosh and the right foot went to one Kain. And he held one in his right hand, one in his left hand. Tais Rosh learns.
Is it a back feet?
I'm sorry?
The back feet.
This is the right foot.
Right front foot.
Right front foot, yeah, I believe so.
Oh,
you're in Simon's right, yes, the back. That's right. You're right, he's right. It has to be. Now, kind two, stay a dying. Kind three, the okis, which is the tail, and the other regal, which would have to be the left foot. Kind four, hachaz of agir, the chest and the neck. Go up to number five, stay the fans, the two flanks. Number six, the kerbayim, the insides, the intestines. Asylus, flower. And the Chavitin, and then the Yain. Shloish Shas Kehanim Zachavu, 13 Kehanim. Amr ben Az, the Nehra Bekiva, Shur Bishua, Dar Chalucha Yikarev, Eumakvet, the way they walked. Show you a Siddur. Shmuel Aymer. Why is there Shloish Asar? So I think I forgot who says it already.
What?
It says Yer Gimel. Why then what's the special number 13? Can I get Shleish Shasal Kahanim Zachabai?
Echad, 13.
That's another one. So that's the same. We said right after Karbanis. Shleish was right after Karbanis. Karbanis, the 13 Kahanim had to be involved. So I forgot who says it.
But we didn't count 13 chapters, though, right?
There were people who tried to show that the Yud Gimel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yud Gimel Mita is
Hashem Hashem Karachim.
Oh, okay, good.
Is
yeah.
Connected to
Yud
Gimel Midos.
Oh, okay.
It's very interesting.
I think we said the same. Also, Yud Gimel, 13:13. Here. Yibalik Shem Mefaisen, Oved Ach Mefaisen, Oidimel Chalavoid Oved Him Mefaisen. When they make a girl, do they have to get together once for the day, or every Avoid they gather together again?
Well, it says Hapayat Hasheni, oh, you mean went to all the Payat?
Meaning, like this. Let's say you make a Pais. We're sitting in a circle. And we decide where Makil gets it. It's Chashuv Adayim. And once he gets...
I get Avodah number one.
You get number one. And let's say you don't do anything else. Then you, the person to the right, you gets the next Avodah. Person to the right gets the next one. You keep going in a circle.
That's in this price itself.
Yeah, maybe that's one way to learn.
So when it says Mishlo Zohar in the price above, that means after all...
After all that, right.
Yeah.
So maybe it would be Ramakil and the next 12 people on his right. Or does it mean... Every job, you're the sheikh. Okay, you got the pious. Okay, leave. Let's do the pious again and see who gets the zarek, etc., etc.
Take a lot more time.
Okay.
Yeah, but it called it a pious hasheni. It's all there. It sounds like
so
it's
the second
one pious.
Yes, so let's see. Tashma.
And you want to do more tumult, so that I would do more tumult.
Yes, let's see. Tashma. Arba pious hasham. Four piouses.
Four.
Yisak died klavoyde hein mefaisen. Two is much more than four. Really, you can tell me four times they made nothing. Rabbi said, let's make a pious. During those four occasions, they had to the four times, and now let's make piousim. Got here in the circle. Number 362. One, you. Next. 265. Next person. So on and so forth. But they only gathered in a circle four times. Once you're in a circle, now you go through all the jobs.
So you gathered four times. So you were in a circle, they did all.
There are four circles. When you make circle one, now we say, okay, could be. Who's let's make a girl for the Shaykhut? Let's make a girl for the Zayrik.
All in circle one.
Yes.
Well, all the way through 13.
You want to know circle three? The next one? You want me to give away the rest of the Sakta?
No. But no, why?
So in Pais Hashem, it would be our Mishnah. In the second Pais, it would be our Mishnah. The first Pais.
You said the other possibility is once you get one, you give out the other 12 jobs.
So what would be the Pais Hashem, you mean?
Right.
No, so then I could tell you.
I know what this Pais is. Yeah.
No, so not here. The way we learn it is, we have what the first Pais we said is Trubas Hadesh, right? That's the first one.
Yeah.
Pais Hasheni is our Mishnah. Pais Hashlishi Rumakil doesn't want to wait. And Pais Rivi will find out. That's the next Chavav. And Pius Revi is also Chaval, Chaval Meral.
Chaval, okay, I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, but it's tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. We'll see. Hopefully, this image comes before that. So,
no more learn?
It's still, of course.
I don't know
the location, though. No, we're going to learn.
Oh. All the colleagues will learn.
We'll figure it out. I can find him, so therefore we'll say there's four different paisim, gather four times, and now let's see, Narmish has 13 jobs. So gather around, I'll give you a job one, then job two, then job three, then job four.
It's all part of paisim.
Yeah.
But paisim is two, there are two ways of giving.
To do it right. Jobs. Either you could say, Shaykhit, let's make another
one number.
Right.
You could do one number and then everything comes.
After that,
right.
Or you could do 13
correct,
different
yeah.
numbers
okay.
in the
yeah.
same circle.
Yeah,
so which
correct.
Is it?
We don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
We don't know. Tashmo, try again. Yudoymer. Loya pious lamachto. There's no pious for the one who's shoveling the coals. Why not? So Rashi explains very simply, because the katayris need two kahanim. One who had to bring the katayris into the heichal, and one who had to gather together, take a shovel full of coals of the mizbech hachitzayim, bring it to the heichal, and put it on the mizbech hachitzayim for you to put your katayris on it. Good?
Two people.
Now, you didn't get, there was no pious. What did you do? Let's say Rabbi Akiva got the Keteris. So what does that mean? Rashi says, you tell the following, you're right, you tell Rabbi Shmuel, I'm appointing you as the Machta.
You bring the Machta with the
You appoint him. Okay. Taisis brings down, as it's hard to say, you can do what you want. The guy on the left, pick from David. You can pick whoever you want.
My best friend, they want to have
best friend, yeah, yeah.
Both get the
Keteris
and get
the Parnassus. Yeah, very good. Correct. So, L'chaim, what do we see? You see that what? There's no separate pious. We have two jobs, and we don't make a separate pious per job.
Uh-huh.
No rise up tomorrow. Shani machto Keteris, it's chad avayda. It's at the end of the day, it is one avayda, therefore we're not going to split it apart. Ikad amri, dafka machto Keteris, chad avayda, you could make a deal the other way. Machtikus, which is one, doesn't get a separate pious. Mashva, everything else, the shara avaydus, poi pious. It's like the menoraya. Machtikus, shichli. Sakadak, the chamina, hoyo vele shchicha. Tires is not common, as we'll see in the next Amid. Umasra makes you wealthy. So therefore, I think to say, maybe niskala pious for the asma. Kamash malon, you don't.
What should we do pious for the Keteris or the
Machtikus? I would think to say that since both shara
so
make you wealthy. Yeah.
That's what it seems.
Yeah, correct. And what else, what do you have to say instead of the Keteris? What?
Sandikos.
What about a mile? Does a mile, Sandik becomes wealthy from being Sandik. What about a mile? It's also a chaylik. What about the miles? A mile, what do you say?
Mile becomes wealthy, but
I'm asking, what do you think?
What about the Yavia Ben is the one who, if he holds the shlichus, he's the one who makes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, so why the Yavia Ben doesn't.
So Nadi Muta says, I can't be the mile. Why not? He says, what do we know about the Keteris? It was uncommon. It's not common to get the job of Sandik. Mile, not everyone could be a mile. So if you're a mile, it's common to be a mile. So it can't be the mile. So the service says, no, it could be the mile is a Sandik. But it won't help him. Why not? Because what are you trying to accomplish when you get it? Let's change your mazel. Maybe you become wealthy, whatever it is. Somebody's a mile. Why is he a mile? What does Gemara Shabbos say? Because somebody is a mile, his mazel is he's somebody who spills blood. He has a choice. He could be a mile. He could be a surgeon. He could be a murderer. He could be shaykhid. So this, what do you want to switch? Can't switch.
The other part of the brachas is like Sandik Sheni or something called.
So those that say that the miles of Sandikos is only true if you take everything. I did it.
Did it work?
I'm not telling you. my last child was the bristles on Pesach. So I don't know if you my chavir. I gave my father ready. Gave my shawl wasn't there anymore. I gave my shawl ready. So I took it all. What was it? I gave the mile, I think. I gave the mile one kibbutz.
COVID was not so uncommon either.
No, it wasn't. I gave my son a bracha. Yeah. How many bachim get a bracha by a meal?
Right.
And that's it. I took the full thing. Usually you have a middle, they split everything up, right?
Right.
I didn't split it up.
So who? But that, somebody had to hold the baby while you read it while you hold the baby.
I held him the whole time, everything. I got to hold him sometime.
Why it should do whatever it's supposed to do.
Amen, yeah. I would touch me.
Leave it at that.
Yeah. The disciples said, they asked him, you never became wealthy. He said, yeah, he has a plan. Yeah. Tashma, Tanir Rechia, Lai Lachal Avaydo Vaydo Mephaisen, Ela, Lachar Rabbi Mepesh Tashayla, Kayin Shizacha Betamid, the one who got the schos to take care of the Tamid, you got it, let's say, the Shaykh, I assume. Then, Shnayim Osach, Alcha Vakyanim, Rishach, Imai Shema Mino, boom, Pesh Tashayla.
Done. It just continues.
Yeah, another 12, yeah.
Is there a better one of these 13 to get? In other words, is there a bigger Indian to...
Oh, one over the other?
One over the other.
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. Hi, Sashen, you boil it. To the right. Rashi is to the right. Yeah, look at Rashi, the real maskol, on Hafeimid Aleph. The fourth line of Rashi. To the right of the Kayin. That's where Rashi lives. Alright, let's get back to the two dots. Pious Hashem. Yibailu, one thing we left out. Mi Mekabel. Who was Mekabel the dam? We know who did the Shechita. We know who did the Zrik, who spritzed it. Who caught the blood? Do we say Shaykh Mekabel? Diamond Zarek Mekabel? Al Chavevusai. So, the Zarek is going to be the Mekabel. He's so excited to do the Zrika. Le Mekabel Kuli Dam. He won't accept all the blood. The Allah is, you have to be Mekabel all the Dam. The S, Kol Hadam, right? You have to Mekabel all of it. Oy Dilma, do we say Zarek Mekabel? Diamond Shaykh Mekabel. The Shaykh is going to do it. Zim the Shachet Zar. What if you have an occasion, if it's a carbon Yachid, the Zar is going to Shacht? I'll say, oh, the Shaykh is supposed to be the Mekabel. I'll be the Mekabel.
I have another coin for Mekabel.
What?
I mean, why did we skip Mekabel and give it to one of the other?
Maybe there's someone else, right?
Yeah, can I stop? Give it? It's not mentioned, but why Taka should it not be mentioned? We should have another.
So look at Rashi, to Ramasu Mi Mekabel.
Mekabel, yeah.
Kim Dle Mana Mimas Nisan Kain, Shmaim Nechan Mahani Avadle.
No, no, I understand that.
So what are you asking?
I'm just asking Taka, why wasn't it Mizukin that way? Why shouldn't we have somebody else be Mekabel? So
I hear that's 13,
we should have 14.
I hear. So your question will be answered by the end of the Gemara. I'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
I ask you Kasha, Rabbi Yashav asks, and then I think someone should have said for us also. Gemara and Brachas on the base, Rabbi Yashav is an Ars. Gemara Brach says, when Shmuel was a little boy, he's about 3 years old, his mother took him to the base of Mikdash. One fine day, he sees there's a tumult in the base of Mikdash. So he asks, what's going on? So they tell him, well, we have a Shiloh. Who should do the Shechita? So he says, Shechita? Shechita b'zor is k'sheira. The Yisrael can do the Shechita. They told this to Eli. Eli said, Shmuel, you're right? Well, off with you. But
Meir
halach v'nei rabbi chayim yisrael. All right, now we know the end of the story. I don't understand. If you hold Shechita, the Shechit, is the Zayrek. The Shechit is not the Zayrek. Right? So if you hold Shechit to Zayrek, then he did the right thing. Why did he do the right thing? Because even if we say, you now be my Allah, rabbi, are you allowed to stop somebody from doing an Isser in front of your Rebbe? Ain't covered in front of Negev Hashem, right? Of course. So if they're going to make that, let's say, if you say the Shaykh is a Zayrik, so if you're going to if you're going to say that Yisrael can do what Yisrael can't, I mean, we pass the Shaykh, but let's at this point anymore, we're not sure. Right? So at this point anymore, we're saying that what? It can't be the Shaykh is the Shaykh can't do both, right? So he has to tell them what to do. If not, maybe somebody who's not supposed to do the Shaykh will do it, and they'll end up doing the Zrik as well, and he's Yisrael. I'll be doing this, sir. What?
Kabbalah.
Or Kabbalah, either one. So why do you say it was preventing them from doing this? So according to the Maskan Sagamara, as we'll see, the Shechita was not the Zayrik. So it's not Afkamino who the Shechita was anyway. This is telling this sudden thing. Tashma. Ben Katin also Yud Beis Dad Lekir. The Kir originally did not have 12 spouts. I think it only had two. Why to make 12 spouts? So you have 12 kahanim going around the here in Mekadosh Yedei V'Raglayim. If the Sheikh we know is a Yisrael, he's a Mekabel, so you need another spout for him. Because there's 13 jobs in the Mishnah. Or, right, correct, yeah. Okay, good. So, V'Chayra, you should have need another spout. Elalav, you don't need another spout. You know why? Because the Zayrik.
If a Kayin is Shechet, does he have to wash?
No, because not Avaida.
It's not Avaida.
Right.
What?
Look at Rashi, the Rasul place, Rava. Three lines in. Shashchite netuuna kiddushidayim regalim. Afiluk shikayin. Yishav Avaida shikshayir bizar. But if you're going to say the Shechet is the Mekabel, so then, what's going to happen? The Sheikh is doing an Avaida. So you need another spout. We didn't mention Makabal in the Mishnah.
Ah, so we never had.
We mentioned 13 jobs in the Mishnah. So now, there are 12 spouts. You knock the Sheikh out, beautiful. But if the Sheikh has to be the Makabal, you need a 13th spout. El, am I, what are you going to say? Shmanu Zayr Makabal Shmanu. The Zayrik who got a spout anyway, and he had to do a Kibshadam, he was the Mekabel. That's what you have to say. Others won't stim. That's what answers your question as well.
No halacha either.
What?
Really,
oh, everybody asks, what am to halacha?
Halacha doesn't have to be done. You can do it right next to the bed. You don't have to have
halacha. It's not necessary, right?
Right, you don't have to.
I mean, if you don't.
You're right halacha, next to
the bed. Afshulavatli.
Afshulavatli.
Yeah, yeah. But they ask his kasha. Everybody asks his kasha. What happened? What happened to it? My kapanus, the Gemara wants to be patient. I'll answer your question as well. There couldn't have been more than 12 kahanim that needed spouts. So therefore, only 12 kahanim could be doing an avodah requires kiddush and raglayim. So if you knocked out the sheikh can't be the zayir. He can't be the makabel. So the zayir was doing it anyway. He had to be the makabel. It's interesting. We bring a rai from somebody who makes spouts for the kir.
I
mean,
that was hard for someone to be sheikh.
Can't
be
Makabo.
No, they can't
have it.
They can't sit
up
the floor.
I can do it.
How?
Yeah.
More like
you
go straight.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hi, Carbon. No, I only call Carbon Yachin. You're not Carbon Sia. You're not Carbon Sia. So ask a question. What? So ask good.
The Raya from Sips.
Tresol asked that Shchitas Tamid has to be a Kayin anyway. That's you asking? Nakasha Bazaar. That's you asking. Correct, yeah. So Tresol says, since by Karbon Yochid, a Yisrael could do it, so now the mistake may happen by Karbon Sieber. Meaning, even though by Carmen Sieber, only Yisrael is doing the Sheikhet, so we're saying if the Sheikhs are doing it, maybe you can have a problem. But if the problem is that we're afraid if by its Sieber, the Sheikhet is the Zayrik, then by Carmen Yachid, the Sheikhet who is the Yisrael may do the Mehdi. Yeah. Amalir of Achabre, the Rabbler of Ashab Adam Tanin, I'll prove it to you. Shochet HaSheikhet, the Sheikhet Shechs. The kibul ha-makabel, the makabel is makabel. Ubalai lizard, and he does rika. So I see clearly, shema minah, that the one who catches the blood is the one that spritzes the blood on the mizbeach. Chol ha-raya. Amr ben Asaf and Rabbi Akiva, Yeramachleik is exactly how you give out the limbs of the animal to be sent up to the mizbeach. Tana man, keitzadar chiluchai. Haroish varego. The head and the right foot, kain one. Achazav ager, the chest and the neck, kain two. Shtei yadayim, kain three. Shtei defans, two flanks, kain four. Okay, sorry. Good. Rabbi Yosi,
that's not the way it walks.
Well, you know.
I don't think the leg, the back leg.
Oh, so we have to put the head first. And once you say the head, you have to put the regal with it. We'll see why.
Why not do that? Only one thing.
You have, the head has to go first. Now,
right.
Right, but we have to put the foot with the Rosh. The Gemara will address very shortly. Rabbi Yosef and Derech of Shaita, the way you skin the animal. Now you skin from the back. How do you do it? A Rosh Varegel. Again, it's always. Then the Ukitz Varegel, the tail and the left foot. Shtei Defan is the two flanks. Shtei Dan is the two hands. Achaz Vagera, the chest and the neck. Kiva Mederech Nituche, the way they cut it up. Now it's important, Rashash, which they gave to Simchas Torah. Believe it or not.
They gave it to what?
Simchas Torah. Okay. Kiva Mederech Nituche. Harosh Varegel, that's all the same. Shtei Adayim, good. Achaz Vagera, the chest and the neck. Shtei Defan is the two flanks. Ukitz Varegel. Now, interesting Rashash. I don't think you have any Gemara. Could be the Yalka brings in the back. Rashash in this Raya says, they're probably, I think they're bringing the back probably. They don't bring anything about someone's tire? Oh, here it is. But now, let's do one more. No, actually, right here. Look at Rashi. Divya Masterch Nituchai. Rashi says, the way they cut up the animal after they skin it. Evrach, evr limb left limb. The seder nituchai first besachtas tamim. Kamaisha seder kan kester nituchai. Shomenatach, when they cut it up, noisin call evr the evr limisha zachabai. Kayin, you get this evr. Kulin ayinim sham, they wait there. At shekablu sham kulin, till everyone gets it. Aholchen, umalichen, I said, then they go to the ramp. Zachazah. Exactly how you carry it is a machlokes. Good. Now, the Gemara is going to say that we have a machlokes. Do you go buster the limbs that are fattier or the limbs that are bigger? Chayr, he says, when you walk around the bima, sorry, not so much higher, with your lulav. Listen to this. Shekifu b'seder ilui halulavim. The guy who has the better lulav, he should be at the front of the line for akafis. Ve'ein mashgichin al chashivas hanashim. So Gemara says, you give out the limbs, and you give the seder the limbs. Why is it to say this? Let's go to the Levi to the Gemara. Let's see. Rabbi Yosef Glili Oimer, derech iluyehu kar, the way was better. Keks derech iluyeh, harash varegal, achaz bagere, the chest of the neck, shedefanas, two flanks. The tail on the foot, shtei yadayim. The Gemara interjects that it puts the yad before the regal, right? So it puts the regal before the yadayim, right? Now, vaksiv, the pasuk says, kol nitach toy yerech the cup. So which is first? With the regal is better. What's better? The yerech is better than what? Better than the shoulder. Correct? So the regal should be first. So you look at the order. He says, haroish v'regal. Okay, that regal you don't count. Hachaza v'ager. Now the chaza, I'm assuming, includes the chest. And it goes before any regal. Right? I'm going with the gusilabach. Ha'u b'chusha. It's a shvach animal. Now, amarava. B'intani titan rabbi yose basil. You go basil the better part of the meat. Azim. Mar also buster iver de bistro. You go buster the size of the meat. Umar also buster sham de bistro, the fattiness of the meat. So I see, I'm trying to get what's considered a better piece of meat. So when you're going around the bima on Sukkos, whoever has the better lulav, he's like a better piece of meat, he should go around first. The effect of Rashash. The guy who's the aleph, he should go around first. As the effect of Rashash. He says, "Ula yesh l'tchas, tahachu humishum dekasei dehalichasan." The way they walked was the way they placed on the ramp, and that was the way they burnt it. The way we walk around the bima is not the way we put you on the bima.
It also, in Tilim, Lamentov, or Lamentayan, it says, Alta Vayani Regal Gaiva, which are Osios Esrug.
Yeah.
So, you can't, you're not allowed to be.
Say another song.
Your Esrug.
He's saying the Eloi was, they went to the Mizbech, went up the ramp, and then they burnt it on the Mizbech. That procedure is not followed with your lulav. You don't take your lulav and bring it up the bima and then burn your lulav. He says, "Oid yesh lachalak bin yinav." There's other chalukim. Ain't come up from laharich. Rabbi David told us the other chalukim.
What, you don't wanna...
Kaiva. Now I'm going to ask your question. My time is salak regal by derish. Why is the right foot always go with the head? Should derish the fish be atzamis? The head's got a lot of bones. So therefore, kev regal by day, the right foot, which has a lot of bones as well, goes with it as well.
Why?
The head has a lot of bones, and the foot has a lot of bones.
So why not the left foot? I mean,
Yamin is always more chashuv.
How about the lefty cow?
Yamin always has chashivas.
The back feet anyway, it's not the front feet.
You could be a left. You could be a lefty in the way you walk too.
Yeah, and then the way you kick. You know, for chalitza, you need
it's
to be
left footed. Right.
And you, sometimes people are right. I was once in MTJ, and Reb Moshe sent them down to the gym to roll a board.
Oh, for chalitza.
For chalitza. To know whether... You could be right-handed and left-footed. It's usually the same, but...
You remember we had it in Yuma, Daf Yud Aleph. Discuss the mezuzah. The mezuzah, we put the mezuzah on the right side when you walk in Derech Piyasa. So you're walking with your right foot. Mufarshim would say, what if you're a lefty-footer? Remember. So he said the right foot goes to the head. And it says the head always goes first. Minol and Desanya. Minayel Roish put the head and the Roish and the fat on the fat of the base. The fat also goes first. Shekayim Mucholayvarm. Tamloim es Roishai. The S.
Pedro.
Pedro. See, the Roish goes first. And the Iduk put it Pedro again. We also get Desanya case of Roisa. Nice. Pedro base shchit. You put the fatty part on the mark of shchit, the place where you slaughtered the animal. Maleo is there, Dar Kavit Shal Maila. You want to cover over the place where it was shachter, which is full of blood.
Right,
you
want to make it look nicer.
Yeah, all right. Tomorrow you'll find out about the pious solution.
Okay, the Maisa, the davening is going through 5 next week.
Mm-hmm.
Davening takes about.